I'd like to read to you today from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, beginning with the first verse. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, now, Revelation is not my favorite book of the Bible. I think it gets a lot of attention, perhaps more than some of the others do, because it certainly is an amazing story of end times and something that we are fascinated with and wonder about and see portents and omens and things in the future. But in this case, what we see is an image of wonder and joy, making all things new. God says he will come to live on earth with man, as he has already sent his Son to come and live on earth with us. What a wonderful concept of making all things new, that there will come a time when there will be no death, that there will come a time when there will be no suffering, no tears, that all will be joy in his presence, and that we will be there worshiping and wondering and praising him forever. That sounds like a good place to go, doesn't it? That sounds like something to look forward to. And how many of those have gone before who also have looked forward to this? This is, as Phil put it, All Saints' Day, the day after All Hallows' Eve, or as we say, Halloween, where we remember those who've gone before. In other cultures, in Mexico especially, it's the Day of the Dead, where they remember the family members who have gone before and are reminded of their presence. Even though they are no longer in the world, they are still in their hearts, as our dear departed ones are still in our hearts. We give them honor because they came before us. We give them honor because they prepared the way. And we look forward, as they no doubt look forward, to a world of wonder, a world of peace, a world of no more pain, a world of wonder and joy. And yet, I think there's another message here. For isn't this the same thing that Christ says to us in this world? I make all things new. When we put him in our hearts, everything changes. When we put Christ in our hearts, everything becomes new. He doesn't change what is outside of us. He changes what is inside of us. And we change on the inside, everything looks new and different. When you don't have Christ in your heart, the world is a dangerous and difficult place. When you truly have Christ in your heart, then you know that there is a better place and a better time, and that his kingdom is here on earth within us, as it will be throughout the world at this time that they prophesy so beautifully in Revelations. We have the promise of all things being made new today in our hearts, tomorrow throughout the world, today in our lives, tomorrow in everyone's life. And so we hear the promise of a new Jerusalem, a new kingdom, a new relationship. But we also have the promise of Christ in his new covenant with us, that he will be here for us, that he will sit on the right hand of God to be our advocate, our spokesperson, our priest, one who speaks to God for us. We have that promise to look forward to, not only at the end of time, but all the time. not only at the end of days, but every day. Not only in the world to come, but the world that's here. See, I think that's where Revelation gets too much attention, is we start worrying about the world to come, and we forget to take care of the world we have here. Yes, there will be suffering and destruction and death at the end of times, but there's suffering and destruction and death in various places around the world right here every day. We see it in the news all the time. Are we doing God's work by reaching out to those in need? Or are we just worried about what will come at the end? When you read a book, do you go to the last chapter, the last page, and read the conclusion and then go back and start at the beginning? Or do you look forward as you read through the book to see what's going to come next? In life, we should look forward to see how God is going to come into our life each and every day, knowing that there is the promise that He will be with us, that we will be with Him together at the end. All things overcome, victory over sin and death. What a wonderful promise. It's hard to worry about the little stuff when you know the big stuff is already taken care of. And so as we prepare to take our communion together, let us be reminded that God has promised us victory from sin and death at the end of times. And He is in our hearts and gives us victory over our struggles in this, our day-to-day times. And so we share His body and blood as He has sacrificed Himself for us. We become Him and He becomes part of us. We share that. We share that promise. We share that knowledge. We share that wondrous feeling that God is indeed with us, in us, around us, through us. And through us, He serves the world. In Jesus' name, amen.